This is Ozarks at Large. Guess who's on the phone with me?
Oh, my God, it's Kyle Kellums. I know you.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. It's been more than 5 weeks since you've been in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. For a number of reasons, right? We want to flatten the curve, but also what you and I usually talk about kind of got obliterated.
Thanks to the training I got at the little paper in my hometown in Kansas, I remember how to go find stories.
Right.
And there's some super cool stuff going on in Northwest Arkansas.
And none of this makes us have to leave our home, right?
Right.
Okay.
Precisely. Okay, the first one that I'm really excited about. You know Kelly and Donna Mulholland.
Very well. Still on the
Hill. They're the musical duo Still on the Hill. They used to be Toucan Jam. Donna had already decided that in 2020 she was going to do things about birds. So Still on the Hill was going to do a whole new show called Words on Birds. And she was going to make her low-tech PowerPoint quilt things. Then she started thinking about how could she use that for what a friend of hers named Jenny Masullo, who you also know, calls craftivism. So how could she put this to work? And she thought, you know, we used to do a lot of work with Seven Hills Homeless Shelter. What if I made these wool-felted birds and people can buy them by giving the money to Seven Hills Homeless Center? She's putting them up on her Facebook page as, give us this day our daily bird. If you wish to adopt the bird, you get a hold of her and send your donation straight to Seven Hills. It does not have to go anywhere but there. You can go by her house and do a safely distanced pickup of your bird. Then there's someone I want you to meet named Taylor Dolan.
Why is that name familiar, Becca?
She was in Into the Woods at the Art Center of the Ozarks, and we talked about her because she's the one that got hurt.
Right.
The assistant director stepped in and played Cinderella's stepmother for a couple of performances, and then Taylor came back with a cane and finished the show.
Right.
It turns out that Taylor is also an artist and an author and has just released her first children's book called Ghoul Scouts, Welcome to Camp Croak. She's going to do a series of these Ghoul Scout books. The first one's about a little girl named Lexi who's off to summer camp, and she thinks she's headed to the Happy Hollow Camp for joyful boys and girls, but she ends up at Camp Croak.
Uh-oh.
So you can read more about her and see more of her art at taylordolanart.com, TaylorDolanArt.com, and you can order Ghoul Scouts Welcome to Camp Croak on Amazon. They're doing a jazz festival next weekend.
Right. Like so much that's happening now, it's virtual.
But that's okay, because they've got a full schedule. This is the second year of the Fayetteville Jazz Festival, and rather than letting it die, they went online with it. And it's all day, April 24th and 25th. It starts at 2 o'clock on Friday the 24th with a Garrett Schmidt listening party and interview. Then at 3:15, there's a trumpet masterclass that includes UA trumpet student performances. Then on Saturday the 25th, starting at 9, there's a performance workshop by Chris Teal, and then there's a performance workshop by Matt Nelson, and then there's a performance workshop by Jake Herzog, and then there's a listening to jazz performance with Alicia Petillo, and you can find it all on YouTube. And then last but not least, we have something to look forward to.
Oh, please.
Because people are announcing, art centers are announcing their seasons.
And they're
planning to have a future.
And we'll see how this all develops and emerges. You know, no one quite knows how, but I love the fact that we've got something on the other side.
ACO has announced its season, and its summer musical, which is in July, plenty of time, is Beauty and the Beast,
okay,
directed by Julie Gable.
Excellent.
Then in September, The Frog Prince, directed by Danny Hobson, who used to do children's theater for ACO all the time.
Right.
Then in October, in their black box theater that they're now using, a brand new script by Springdale playwright Dan Boringasser called The Thin Eater. And Charlie Riedmuller is going to direct that. Then in December, Elf the Musical. In January, you know, they tried the Into the Woods in the winter time slot for a musical,
right,
and it went great. So they're going to do The Addams Family, directed by Julie Gable again. Then another black box show called Trouble at the Tropicabana. Then the Rainbow Fish musical in March. And then next April, Enchanted April.
Ah, I like the sound of that, Enchanted April. Not that we're having Enchanted April right now, but maybe next April will be.
Maybe next year. Four British women who are unhappy with their lives decide to take a break from their respective spouses for a quiet holiday in a castle in Italy. Okay. Yeah, I'm leaving now. And then finally next June, Rabbit Hole. They're not quite ready to sell season tickets yet.
Right.
But starting around the 1st of May, they're probably going to be starting to sell tickets to Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, be patient. Stay home if you can. Social distance, all of that. And the more we do that, the quicker we can do these things in person, right?
Right. And if you haven't been reading on the Sunday Profiles cover, if you haven't been reading Laura Hightower's series of Helpers,
mm-hmm.
we started from the Mr. Rogers Look for the Helpers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been finding people who are doing the most amazing things to help out, whether it's making hospital gowns or feeding people. And this is the third or fourth week of that. So you can go back and read them all at NWADG.com. And we do still have our coronavirus coverage in front of what people nastily call the paywall.
Right. And
because it's important. I'm going to do a public service. Please support your local newspaper, because there's something like 28,000 journalists unemployed across the country right now because newspapers are having to cut back hours, cut back people, because there's no advertising if nothing's open, right?
Yeah, exactly. Becca, it's been wonderful to have you on the phone.
Lovely to see you virtually.
We'll do this again pretty soon. How's that?
That'd be great. Go home and hug your lovely wife for me.
I will. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thank you, Becca.